And what did he call a person who works in a mine?
Miner.
Okay. And again, just a couple of pronunciation items. The mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham?
I don't know.
S-A-R-A-H?
Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you ever heard of a jackleg?
Yes. What is a jackleg? I think they said jackleg Mormons.
Jackleg what?
Mormons.
Okay.
They're one that's not really true. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I'll have to check into that. That's good, yeah.
We'll be thinking of things here and checking forever.
Yeah. The person who represents you, if you had to go to a trial, and a person who would defend you in court.
Your attorney.
Okay. Another word for attorney?
Lawyer.
Okay. And the person who sits over a trial?
Judge.
Okay. Is there a name for a bad lawyer? A lawyer who's dishonest?
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably
crooked.
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 Okay. And if I could get you to just pronounce some body parts for me, like, what's the stuff on top of my head?
Hair.
Okay. And these are my...
ears.
Okay. And this is my...
whisker.
Okay. Or is there another word
for... beard.
Okay. And this thing here is my...
lip. Mouth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one of these are my things
your
I eat
tooth.
With. And all of them would
teeth.
Be. Okay. And this thing here is my
neck.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow we're both going to have a sore
throat. Better not. I don't have time.
And I walk with my what? I walk on my
feet.
Okay. And one of those is a
foot.
Okay. And they're attached to my
leg.
Okay. And two is my, two of them are
feet.
Two
legs.
Okay. And the thing that connects my bones together.
Your joints.
That's it, yeah. And the thing that you put food in.
Your stomach.
Yeah. Now, if someone has eaten something that's made them nauseated, they might say that they're what? They're sick?
Sick to their stomach.
Okay. And if you can't talk, you get up in the morning, you can't talk, you might be a little...
hoarse.
Okay. And my grandfather has this. It's a kind of...
arthritis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a pain you get sometimes in your side, and you have to have it something removed.
Only it'd be on the other side.
On the other side, yeah.
That'd be your appendix.
Okay, and what would you call that disease? Or that?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Now, I wonder if you could just tell me a couple of maybe the diseases that people might have had when you were younger that were real dangerous because they didn't have cures for them.
Well... appendicitis was one,
mm-hmm.
because they couldn't get them to the doctor in time.
Mm.
They had this pain. Mm. And pneumonia, it seems to me like, was another very common.
Mm.
And I think heart has always been touchy.
Mm. Did they have one called, began DIP?
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was a terrible thing.
How about influenza?
All that influenza in 1918 was awful.
Yeah, that killed my grandmother's mm-hmm. folks. That killed them, a lot of them off. They had it even mm-hmm. out down south. It was really bad.
Well, it surely did take its toll. Victor's family were all down in bed with the flu, and my brother and sisters were all sick. Mother and dad weren't.
Mm.
Our neighbor next door, mother went up and took care of her.
Mm.
And I didn't. I had the flu for about 2 hours, and that was it. And she'd take medicine, and she'd take food to these other families that were sick. And Papa would carry it down. Pollux lived about a mile and a quarter from us, mile and a half. She'd kill a chicken and make a big old pot of chicken soup, and away he'd go down across the field carrying that kettle of soup. She helped a lot of people.
What would, if you got shot, what would you call that area where you got shot? It would be a gunshot
wound.
Okay.